Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuspos Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Pei Base, on the base, six lines up from the foot of the page, Amar Rav Yossi. Amar Rav Yossi, Ra, Ad Heichan, Hekeli B'Shabbos, Shafilu Dvarim She'ein Tashmishan L'Shem Shabbos, Hetiru Isan L'Shem Shabbos. Rav Yossi said, see how lenient Chachamim were about Shabbos. Even matters that are not used for the sake of Shabbos, they permitted them for the sake of Shabbos. He'd say, Uma Rav Elaza, Lufki Lamehi Tameya, Vipnesha Shamash Oichel Alea. Bath is today Lamehi Tameya, Vipnesha Shamash Oimed Alea. And Rav Elaza said that a Delufki, which is a small table on which one prepares Kei and it will go on the big table, why is it able to become Tamei? It's because a servant eats on it. Why is its base Tamei? It's because the servant stands on it. Just like we considered secondary uses important to permit on Shabbos, they're important to be stringent for Tumah. Ra adeicha nechmiu betumah. Yafilu dvarim she'ein tashmishan l'shem tavla. Tumah isan l'shem tavla. See how stringent they were about Tumah. Even matters that are not used like a tabletop means the base. They were matama them like a tabletop means even though it's a kli eggs, a wooden kli without an interior, it shouldn't have become tummy. If a rachas v'esamal gaz v'seis alav l'kotten akush v'akarkad mitchoyv boi. Mishnah said one may take a pitchfork for winnowing or a pitchfork for moving straw to feed a child, a spindle or karka to insert into food. Amar b'Simon, Shaoli Rabbi Abu Mesav Kiluis b'Shabbos. The Simon said that Rabbi Abu permitted me to remove a bandage on Shabbos even though it might cause bleeding. Rabbi Abba b'Akoyen b'Shem Rav Sheshes Masnisa Amar Kain Machat Shal Yad L'Tor B'Esakoitz D'Lechein Ma Ben Koitz L'Zeh. And Rabbi Abba said we have support from the Mishnah. One may take a hand needle to remove a thorn. If you won't say this, that one may remove a bandage, what is the difference between a thorn and this? The Abba Barakami Rimana, Mau Megavlosa Biyomtuf. The Abba asked Rimana, may one need the ointment that one puts on a bandage on Yomtuf? Amalei Eino Eichel Nefesh, Rimana answered, it's not Eichel Nefesh, and therefore it's forbidden. We come on to the next mission, which is Halacha Gimel. Mishnah says that an olive stick, as we'll explain, is makabel tumah only if it has a cap at the end. Benkach or benkach nitzel b'Shabbos. In either case, one may move it on Shabbos. The Gemara says the Beir Bianai Amri Kana sheeskino liyos bidek hazesim. The Gemara brings from a brisa from the house of Bianai. This is a stick. It was prepared to check olives in the matan, which is the clean, which they get warm before pressing them. How does he know whether they are ready to be pressed? If he inserts a stick in the matan and it's dirty with liquid, it's known that the matan's task was finished. If not, then it's known the matan's task was not finished. Amalei Rabbi Mana, Laitani Shmuel El Liyos Shoyle Boi Behazesim. Mana said to the one who quoted from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, Shmuel did not teach it this way, rather it's used to remove olives from the kli. Hanashi Eskin Liyos Poikik Boi Achaloin, Neima Imaya Kashur, Matale Poikim Boi, Vimloi, Im Poikim Boi. He suggested if a stick was prepared to plug up a window, which is an opening in the wall for light and air, we should say that it has the same law as a bolt, as in the Tesefta, that if it's tied to the wall and hangs and doesn't reach the ground, one may plug with it. If not, one may not plug with it. Shimon Gamliel says that if it was prepared, one may plug with it even if it's not tied and hanging. Rabbi Yochanan asked that Chofai drew me and showed me the bolt of Rabbi's house. It was tied, but it wasn't hanging, which is not like either opinion. Rabbi Yudan answered that since he takes the stick in his hand and doesn't leave it in the window, it becomes like a key, which is why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not require even that, even though it be tied.